弟兄姊妹，我们请翻开新约圣经马太福音第七章。
Our sisters, let's turn to our New Testament, Matthew chapter 7.
我们要把马太福音第七章这全章我们读一遍哈。
We'll read the entire chapter.
我一段一段的来哈。
We'll read it in sections.
马太福音第七章第一节，你们不要论断人，免得你们被论断。因为你们怎样论断人，也必怎样被论断。你们用什么量器量给人，也必用什么量器量给你们。为什么看见你弟兄眼中有刺，却不想你自己眼中有梁木呢？你自己眼中有梁木，怎能对你弟兄说，容我去掉你眼中的刺呢？你这假冒为善的人啊，先去掉自己眼中的梁木，然后才能看得清楚，去掉你弟兄眼中的刺。
Matthew chapter 7 verses 1 through 5. Do not judge so that you will not be judged. For in the way you judge, you will be judged, and by your standard of measure, it will be measured to you. Why do you look at the speck that is in your brother's eye, but do not notice the log that is in your own eye? Or how can you say to your brother, let me take the speck out of your eye, and behold, the log is in your own eye? You hypocrite, first take the log out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to take the speck out of your brother's eye.
不要把生物给狗，也不要把你们的珍珠丢在猪前，恐怕它践踏了珍珠，转过来咬你们。
Verse 6. Do not give what is holy to dogs, and do not throw your pearls before swine, or they will trample them under their feet, and turn and tear you to pieces.
你们祈求就给你们，寻找就寻见，叩门就给你们开门，因为凡祈求的就得着，寻找的就寻见。叩门的就给他开门，你们中间谁有儿子求饼，反给他石头呢？求鱼，反给他蛇呢？你们虽然不好，尚且知道拿好东西给儿女，何况你们在天上的父，岂不更把好东西给求他的人吗？所以无论何事，你们愿意人怎样待你们，你们也要怎样待人，因为这就是律法和先知的道理。
Verse 7 through 12.Ask and it will be given to you, seek and you will find, knock and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it will be opened. Or what man is there among you, when his son asks for a loaf, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, he will not give him a snake, will he? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give what is good to those who ask him?In everything, therefore, treat people the same way you want them to treat you. For this is the law and the prophets.
你们要进窄门，因为引到灭亡，那门是宽的，路是大的，进去的人也多；引到永生，那门是窄的，路是小的，找着的人也少。
Verses 13 and 14. Enter through the narrow gate, for the gate is wide, and the way is broad that leads to destruction, and there are many who enter through it.For the gate is small, and the way is narrow that leads to life, and there are few who find it.
你们要防备假先知，他们到你们这里来，外面披着羊皮，里面却是残暴的狼。凭着他们的果子，就可以认出他们来。荆棘上岂能摘葡萄呢？棘藜里岂能摘无花果呢？这样，凡好树都结好果子，唯独坏树结坏果子。好树不能结坏果子。坏树不能结好果子，凡不结好果子的树就砍下来丢在火里，所以凭着他们的果子就可以认出他们来。凡称呼我主啊主啊的人不能都进天国，唯独遵行我天父旨意的人才能进去。当那日必有许多人对我说，主啊主啊，我们不是奉你的名传道，奉你的名赶鬼，奉你的名行许多异能吗？我就明明地告诉他们说，我从来不认识你们，你们这些作恶的人，离开我去吧。
Verse 15-23 Beware of the false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are ravenous wolves. You will know them by their fruits. Grapes are not gathered from thorn bushes, nor figs from thistles, are they? So every good tree bears good fruit, but the bad tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot produce bad fruit, nor can a bad tree produce good fruit.Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. So then you will know them by their fruits. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven will enter. Many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name, and in your name cast out demons, and in your name perform many miracles? And then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness.
所以凡听见我这话去行的, 好比一个聪明人把房子盖在磐石上, 雨淋, 水冲, 风吹, 撞着那房子, 房子总不倒塌, 因为根基立在磐石上。 凡听见我这话不去行的, 好比一个无知的人把房子盖在沙土上, 雨淋, 水冲, 风吹, 撞着那房子, 房子就倒塌了, 并且倒塌得很大。
Verse 24 to 27. Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and acts on them may be compared to a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and slammed against that house, and yet it did not fall, for it had been founded on the rock. Everyone who hears these words of mine and does not act on them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. The rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and slammed against that house, and it fell, and great was its fall. Let's have a word of prayer.
天父，我们感谢你在你爱子复活的早晨，我们一同聚在你的面前。
Lord, we thank you that on the day of the resurrection of your beloved Son, we are gathered before you together.
巴不得借着你爱子曾经说过的话，今天再次向我们说话。
May you once again speak to us the words that your Son has spoken before.
圣灵把会知在把这些话翻译启示在我们里面。
And that the Holy Spirit would translate and explain these words into our hearts.
好叫我们能够照着你的话行。
That we would be able to live according to your words. We pray in the Lord's name.
Amen.
We've shared for a period of time on the Sermon on the Mount.
那么主他来地上传福音,
when the Lord Jesus came to share his gospel, he shared the gospel about the kingdom. The Lord's Gospel doesn't just call for us to be saved. He wants us to enter fully into His kingdom. So this long section of the Bible tells us how we would enter into His kingdom. We have to prepare ourselves, our service, our knowledge of the Lord. And for those of us who are in His household, how should we prepare ourselves?
在这么长的一段教导里头呢, 他做结尾的时候,
in this long section, when He was coming to a conclusion,
他呢,特别提出两件事情要我们注意,
the Lord Jesus specifically spoke about two things that we have to be pay attention to.
这两件事情呢,都关乎神家的建造。
And these two items deal with the building up of the Lord's house.
特别是神的儿女在一起聚集的时候,如何我们来彼此配搭服事见证主。
Especially when we gather together, how should we serve the Lord to build each other up?
那这两件事情呢,因为我们常常疏忽的缘故,所以造成教会的很大很大的难处。
Because we may have forgotten these two things, it has caused a great difficulty for the church.
一个呢就是论断人,
one is judging other people.
一个呢就是呢那个假先知,
and the other is false prophets.
一面呢，那个主教导我们不要随便不要论断批评人。
On one hand, the Lord tells us not to judge and condemn other people.
那么多少时候教会受到亏损，受到弟兄姊妹受到伤害，就是因为神的儿女们不谨慎，随便批评论断，造成人的伤害。
How many times has the people of the church suffered because we have forgotten the words of the Lord here not to judge others and have recklessly judged other people.
所以主呢,他在主的话里头,在书信里头,严严地禁止我们不能够论断我们的弟兄。
And so in the Lord's words and in the epistles, the Bible constantly reminds us not to judge other people.
在上次的时候我们交通到,我们因为为什么会论断人呢? 有很多的原因啊。
And last time we shared, why do we judge other people? There are many reasons.
有时候是因为我们自己在犯了个错，我们特别看别人的错的时候，看得特别的清楚，我们在论断人。
Sometimes in areas where we are weak, we are especially astute to point it out in other people.
有的时候呢, 是我们对于圣经的认识不够准确, 不够全面, 所以呢, 我们只看到一点点, 我们就论断别人, 别人所看见的。
Other times it's because our knowledge of the Lord's word is incomplete or limited, and so we'll judge others based on the little that we know.
那这些论断呢，都是根据一个原因呢，是因为我们轻看我们的弟兄、我们的姊妹，所以我们论断。
And all of these reasons are founded on one root, and that is because we look down upon other brothers and sisters. That's why we would judge them.
但是当圣经告诉我们不要论断人的时候，
But alongside when the Lord tells us not to judge other people,
那么是不是人犯的错我们也不该说呢? 道理讲不对的我们不该指正呢?
If someone else does something wrong, should we not call it out? If someone says something that's incorrect, should we not correct them?
其实主说不能够论断呢, 当时他主在那个说到文士和法利赛人的时候, 他的话是那么样的严厉啊。
Of course, the Lord tells us not to judge, but when he himself spoke to the Pharisees and the scribes, his words were very harsh. The whole chapter of Matthew 23 is talking about the Lord condemning the seven woes of the Pharisees.
这说到呢，这些你们文士的假冒伪善的文士和法利赛人有祸了。
That woe to the hypocritical scribes and Pharisees.
你们呢，把重担摆在人家的肩头上了，自己一个指头都不动。
You've put this heavy burden upon all the people, and yet you don't even lift a finger to lift a stone.
你们呢，这个走遍洋海，入地，勾引人入教了，这入了以后呢，叫他们做地狱之子。
And when they sit at a banquet.
Draw people to be pass the light, but then okay.
Yeah. So they drew people to be proselytes, you know, to convert to Judaism, but then they themselves don't live up to their own rules.
他说你们这像是一个粉刺的坟墓啊，外面好看的，里面装都是死人的骨头。
And they're like whitewashed tombs that outwardly they look beautiful, but on the inside they're full of dead bones.
啊，主在那里说的那个话。 我们都不敢说啊，这么样的重的话，这样的责备哈，这样的责难，在审判他们呢，这跟论断同一个字啊，那judge他们。
But the Lord's words are so harsh that we would not dare to repeat them, and he judged them very severely.
保罗他虽然也多处告诉我们，警戒我们不要论断人。
And Paul also tells us often not to judge other people.
但是当他听到 在哥林多教会里头，有人有个弟兄犯了奸淫，娶他的继母的时候。
But in his letters, when he heard that there was a brother who had committed sexual immorality and took his father's wife,
他说呢，这个我虽然人不在你们当中，但灵却与你们同在，我已经判断，就是我已经审判，我已经论断这样的人了。And
he says that he has judged this person, even though he was not there with them, and he has judged him.
要把这个人交给撒旦，叫他肉体受败坏，但是他的灵魂在主耶稣基督的日子能够得救。
He says in 1 Corinthians 5, I have decided to deliver such a one to Satan for the destruction of his flesh, so that his spirit may be saved in the day of the Lord Jesus.
所以在一面呢，主告诉我们呢，那个不要论断人。
On one hand, the Lord tells us not to judge other people.
但是呢，一面呢，主会告诉我们呢，不能够容忍罪，要有属灵的分辨。But
on the other hand, he tells us that we should not tolerate sin. We have to have this spiritual discernment.
多少时候神的家因着人的论断批评受到那个破坏？
How often have the God's people suffered injury or damage because of being judged by one another?
但是更严重，更多的时候呢，神的百姓没有属灵的分辨，啊，让仇敌有攻击的那个破口啊，神的家所遭受的那个见证的损坏是更让他大。But
on the other hand, even more severely have the church been hurt when the enemy has an opening for him to come in and damage the church.
所以主在底下呢，在第七章的时候，他说一句话呢，不太容易读哈。
So in chapter 7, the Lord says some words that are a little difficult to read.
他说呢，不要把圣物给狗，也不要把你们的珍珠丢在这个猪前，恐怕它践踏了珍珠，转过来咬你们。
He says, do not give what is holy to dogs, and do not throw your pearls before swine, or they will trample them under their feet and turn and tear you to pieces.
哎呀，主呢，赐给我们的许许多多的宝贝。
The Lord has given us so many treasures.
哎呀，那个我们对主的经历都是圣物哈，都是珍珠。
All of the things the Lord has given to us, all that we've experienced with Him are holy things and like pearls.
当我们来读主的话的时候，
when we read God's word,
哎呀，主的话向我们开启，多么的甘甜哈。
When the word is revealed to us, it's so sweet.
哎，让我们看见神永远的旨意，神将来要做的事情。
We see the Lord's eternal will, that which He will do in the future.
句句都是珍珠啊，都是圣物。
All these things are pearls and holy things. When we walk this spiritual path, when we are weak, He strengthens us, and when we are sorrowful, He comforts us, and every day we are growing together with Him.
这每一个经历啊，都是圣物啊，都是珍珠的。
Every experience is a holy thing, is a pearl.
当我们在这服侍主的时候，
when we serve the Lord,
我们传福音当人信主的时候，
when we share the gospel,
一个人信主的时候，我们多么样的欢喜，多么样的喜乐。
When someone believes in the gospel, how are we filled with joy?
当我们起来服侍弟兄姊妹们，弟兄姊妹的鼓励下沉的起来也好，灰心的，哎，我们里头了也是非常何等样的喜乐，我们里头都有同样的宝珠。
When we see someone that is encouraged by the Lord or comforted by the Lord, we also are filled with joy. These are all treasures that the Lord gives to those who believe in Him and who serve Him.
但是主在这里说呢，这些事情啊，不要随便跟别人讲。
But the Lord tells us here, all these things, don't carelessly share them with other people.
特别是当人还不认识主的时候，他们甚至抵挡主的时候。
Especially those who do not know the Lord yet and are opposed to the Lord.
我们呢，讲这些事情，人听不懂的。
When we share these things, other people will not understand.
甚至呢，人呢会拿我们所说的话，说的来嘲笑我们，来讽刺，来攻击教会的。
In fact, they'll take these words to mock us and to attack the church.
我们今天大概不敢这样子描述说还也不信主的人啊是狗是猪哈。We
wouldn't make the comparison today that those who don't believe in the Lord are dogs or swine.
你不要忘了主，他是创造主，人也好，猪狗也好，都是从他从泥土里头造的啊，他可以怎么说这些话？And
don't forget that our Lord is the creator of all things, whether it's dogs or men. We were all made from the dirt. So he can say these things.
他在这里要教诉我们呢，对于神所托付我们的事情呢，我们要严严的持守的。So
what he's telling us is that which the Lord has given to us, we have to hold on to it firmly.
多少时候呢，我们没有持守的好哈，流露出去了，不但是外邦人不领会，甚至来嘲笑。 讽刺，为什么花这么多时间在教会啊？为什么花这么这精神在那个读的事情？你们没有别的事情做了吗？
How often have we not, because we have not firmly grasped what the Lord has given to us, that we've accidentally let them slip away, and that the non-believers would grasp hold of it and use it to mock us and attack the church? You know, why are you spending so much time at church? Don't you have anything else better to do?
我记得呢，尼托森弟兄的那个故事。I
remember this story about
Washington。尼弟兄啊，他在年轻的时候就非常的聪明哈，在学校都是名列前茅的哈，都是前几名的，第一名的。
Our brother Washington Nee, when he was in school, he was extremely smart and always at the head of his class.
那毕业呢，第一很多他们同学都开始继续深造了，那么他。 他就出来服侍全时间服侍主。
And when he and his classmates graduated, all his classmates went on to do other things, and he went on to share the gospel full time.
那一段时间他在上海服侍啊，因为那个服侍的太累了，好，那也生病了，他就回他的老家那个福州去养病。
One time when he was sharing the gospel in Shanghai, and he was working too hard, he got sick, so he went back to his hometown in Fuzhou to recover.
那么在路上的时候呢，碰见他从前的一个老师。
And on the road, he met his former teacher.
那老师一看到他整个病恹恹的样子啊，就把他带到那个茶馆去，说：“仔细看，你怎么变成这个样子了？”
And when his teacher saw him and he saw he was sickly, he you know took him to the tea house and you know sat him down and looked at him over and said, "How did you turn out like this?"
我们从前的都对你非常有盼望的，将来要不然就是当大博士，要不然就是当什么企业家，一定是很有出人头地的这人啊，怎么今天潦倒成这个样子啊？
And the teacher said to him, when we were growing up, we had great hopes for you. You know, we thought you would grow up to be a professor or someone great. You know, how did you come down to this?
我们弟兄啊，为了主的缘故啊，那个辛劳的缘故啊，定了在那里。这一个他以前所尊重的老师说这些话，对他讲实在是非常的伤他的心啊。
Our brother who was sick because he spent all his life and his effort in service to the Lord. When his former teacher, who he looked up to, said these words to him, he was very hurt.
但是他什么都没有讲，对。
But so he didn't say anything.
因为他知道讲了，但他老师也不明白。
Because he knew if he said anything, his teacher wouldn't understand anyway.
很多时候呢，我们在周主的路上的时候呢，也是遭遇了许多的难处。
Oftentimes, when our experience with the Lord, we also meet this difficulty.
不是说我们信主以后就一帆风顺了。
It is not that as soon as we believe in the Lord, our entire lives will be smooth sailing.
我们会遭遇失业。
We may
lose job.
We may lose our jobs.
我们呢可能会生病，而且是非常生了重病。
We may get very sick.
那么甚至有时候我们在教会服侍的时候，也会在遭遇到难处。
And even in our services in the church, we may meet difficulty.
只要我们一天还活在肉身当中的话，我们不在一起，总是会有难处。
As long as we are still in the flesh and we're not together, we will meet difficulty.
有时候呢，别人不小心一个论断的话，不这个的话，很伤了我们的心。
Maybe someone said a careless word that was judging toward us and it hurt our hearts.
这些话呢，不需要去跟我们的家人说。
These words we don't have to share with our family members.
不需要跟我们的最好的朋友说。
We don't have to share with our closest friends.
那么，尤其是他们还不信主的话。
Especially those that do not believe in the Lord yet.
说这些话呢，我们是好像希望能够得到一些安慰、一些帮助。但是呢，这些是其实是我们跟主之间最宝贝的一些经历。
Even though we think we may be comforted a little if we share these experiences, but these experiences are our most precious.The things that we've received from the Lord.
也许他们在肉身当中跟我们关系很亲近。
Maybe in the flesh, they may be very close to us.
但是呢，如果他们不信主，他们不会了解的。
But if they don't believe in the Lord, they will not understand.
那么甚至呢，会反而成为他们那个信主的拦阻。
In fact, it may hinder them from believing in the Lord.
其实呢，就在马太福音前面所主的教导的时候呢。
Previously in Matthew, when the Lord was teaching,
很多我们跟主之间主赐我们的宝贝一些宝物，甚至很多时候连弟兄姊妹我们都不需要说。
Many of the things that we receive from the Lord, many precious things, maybe we won't even share with our brothers and sisters.
这是我们跟主之间的秘密啊，跟主之间的那个亲密的那个经历。
These are our like secrets, precious experiences that we've shared with the Lord together.
对主所在我们身上的带领，给我们的托付，我们要有属灵的分辨。
The Lord's leading and guiding of us, we need to have spiritual discernment.
不要随便的把它流露出去。
We shouldn't carelessly let them out.
属灵的分辨不仅仅这只是一个我们个人的一点点的学习。
This is something each and every one of us needs to learn.
那么在这些学习当中的时候，我们可以认识知道什么是出自于主的，什么不是出自于主的。
And in learning, we will learn what is truly from the Lord and what is not from the Lord.
那么在这个属灵的路上的时候呢，这只是我们个人的一些经历啊。
And in our spiritual journey, this is an individual experience.
我们要从这些事开始学起。
And from these experiences, we need to begin to learn.
那么在教会的服事上的时候呢，还有更深的要学习的。
And in service in the church, there is an even deeper learning that needs to happen.
我们说了，那么对于教会那个时候，今天对教会是产生最大的难处了。
In the church, what I mentioned before is one of the greatest difficulties.
固然呢，人的难处啊，肉体上的难处，那个造成教会的损害。
Although there are physical difficulties that may cause us to suffer loss.
但是呢。那些错误的教训、错误的教导来的时候，对于教会的那个损坏还是更大。
But false teachings causes the church a much greater damage.
所以一面呢，主说呢，我们不要随便论断人。
On one hand, the Lord tells us not to carelessly judge other people.
但是主说呢，你们要防备假先知。
But the Lord tells us you have to oppose the false prophet.
哎呀，在这末世的时候呢，那个。多少人呢？奉着主的名在那里讲主的话。
In these end times, how many people are speaking in the name of the Lord?
但是呢，他们实在是不是在说主的话。
But they aren't speaking the Lord's words.
那么在彼得后书呢第二章啊，他那里这么讲。
In First Peter, no,
chapter two. Second Peter chapter two.
All right, in Second Peter chapter two.
第一节啊，他来说呢，从前呢，在百姓当中有假先知起来了，将来在你们中间也必有假师傅。
It says, but false prophets also arose among the people, just as there will be false teachers among you, who will secretly introduce destructive heresies.
在哪里有假师傅呢
？Where are these false teachers?
在你们中间有假师傅。
It says among you.
而且呢，他不是说也许会有假先知。
It's not says there might be.
他说必有假师傅。
It says there will be.
那么呢，这假师傅呢，这假先知呢，他们带去什么样的祸害呢
？And these false teachers and false prophets, what kind of damage?
首先呢，他们呢在教训上面出了错误。
They are first, they have wrong teachings.
那么他是私自引进陷害人的异端呢，连买他们的主，他们也不承认。
It says, who will secretly introduce destructive heresies, even denying the master who brought them, bring swift destruction upon themselves.
那么他们凭着自己的私意啊，自己的意思的解释神的话，然后呢，在那个带进一些错误的一些教导。
According to their own will, they will bring certain teachings.That are incorrect.
要是我们留意一点的话，今天在这个所谓的基督教的世界里头，多少是那个错误的那个教导。
If we're a little more careful in our study, how many of these teachings today are incorrect?
多少人呢是奉着主的名在那里说话，其实完全不知道神的话在说的。
How many people are claiming to be speaking for the Lord, but what they're saying is clearly not from the Lord?
哎，我那天呢，那个听到我跟这些弟兄姊妹在交谈，我听到有在 Boston 有一个教会啊。
I was sharing with some brothers and sisters that I heard the other day that there was a church in Boston.
他不信耶稣，他不信圣经，他不信神。
That they don't believe in Jesus, they don't believe in the Bible, they don't believe in God.
他们说呢，我们在为什么认识在一起聚集？我们彼此相爱。
The why do we gather? So we can love one another.
因为我们彼此相爱呢，我们聚在一起。
Because we love one another, we gather together.
彼此关心，彼此照顾。
We take care of each other. You know, we care for one another.
那你去组织一个社团就好了嘛，彼此相爱社团就好了。为什么要叫教会呢？
So why don't you call yourselves a club? Why do you call yourselves a church?
哎呀，今天的那个多少神的儿女呢，就受迷惑跟着走。
And how many of God's children have been led astray.
他说呢，这个最大的异端是什么呢
？He says, "What is the greatest
heresy?" 今天所有的异端呢，最主要的是出在对主耶稣基督错误的认识。
The greatest heresy is incorrect understanding of our Lord Jesus.
要不是说呢，他 不是神，他只不过是人。
Either they're saying he is not God and he's just a man.
要不然呢，是说他是神，他从来没有变成人。
Or he is only God and never became a man.
要不然是说他是被造的次等的神。
And that he, or he was created, by God.
Lower level
of God.
那么他们呢，连他们买他们的主了，他们都不承认。
And they can't even accept the Lord who sent them.
那么这个他们不承认呢，那说到了很多哈。他们不承认呢，说到他们不相信主耶稣基督他是神的儿子，他是独一的神。
What they don't believe tells us a lot about them. If they don't believe in that the Lord is the only begotten Son of God.
他们呢不承认耶稣基督是买他们的主，是他们一生的救主。
They don't believe that Lord Jesus is their Savior who redeemed them.
他们完全不认识主的耶稣基督在地上完全不接受是主耶稣基督的教训在地上所说的。
And if they don't believe all that the Lord Jesus has taught when he was here on earth.
那么他们都带进的这个教会，今天的教会的那个破坏啊，是何等样的大。
And the damage that they do to the church is so great.
那么另外一方面呢，他们带进的错误呢，是在行为上的。
And the second way that they're wrong is that in what they do.
那么他们将来有许多人随从他们邪淫的行为啊，第二节啊，骗教真道因他们的缘故被毁谤。
As many will follow their sensuality, and because of them, the way of the truth will be maligned.
一个错误的教训，异端呢，常常带进来的就是淫乱，带着一些那个生活上的败坏。
And a lot of times, what these false teachers will bring in is sexual immorality, and it would cause damage to the church.
在启示录七个教会里面呢，它有两个教训啊，一个是巴兰的教训，一个是耶洗别的教训。
Revelation among the seven churches, there are two teachings that were present there. One is the teaching of Balaam, and the other one is the teaching of Jezebel.
他们一面他们的都是一样哈，一面呢他们是拜偶像啊，去吃祭偶像之物；另外一方面呢，他们行奸淫。
One is that they ate food sacrificed to idols, and the other is that they always have sexual immorality.
所以呢，这些错误的教训常常是跟败坏的行为连在一起。
So these false teachings are often linked with bad actions.
那么这些人他们为什么做这些事呢？这些假先知为什么做这些事呢？
So why did these false teachers do these things?
因为第三节他说呢，他们因有贪心，要用捏造的言语在你们身上取利。
And in their greed, they will exploit you with false words. Their judgment from long ago is not idle.
他们为什么说这些这为什么是说一些异端？为什么在带进一些错误的这教导呢？
Why do they bring in these heresies and false teachings?
常常呢，就是他们借着这些话呢来取利啊，真的也谋财。
It's often because they're greedy and they're trying to exploit the people.
听见的那些所谓的大的布道家，好，大的那个，他们去发那个去那个访问他们的时候，他们那个居所何等豪华哈，到一个地步你都不可以想象。
So many of these false teachers, when we bring them in to questioning when they get arrested, they examine their lives and they're living extravagantly.
那么这些人他说一些错误的教训，带进一些错误的教导，主要呢他们是为他自己取利啊，他们身上有的像巴兰一样的那个贪爱钱财。
Often when these people bring in false teachings and false heresy, it's for their own greed, like Balaam. They wanted the money and the power.
所以主说呢，他们到这里到你们这里来呢，外面是披的羊群，这个羊皮啊，里面呢却是残暴的狼。
And the Lord says, outwardly they're like a sheep, but inwardly they're ravenous wolves.
那我们怎么样认出这样的人来呢？
How can we recognize this person?
我们呢？不要说我们好像什么都不知道，我们没有责任啊。
And don't say that because we don't know anything, we have no responsibility.
我们呢，既然在神的家中，我们有那个责任，要认出这些那个残暴的狼。
If we belong to the Lord and live in His house, we have the responsibility to recognize these ravenous wolves.
主说呢，凭着他们的果子就会认出他们来。
The Lord says, by their fruit you will know them.
他说，荆棘上面只能摘葡萄呢，吉利里只能摘无花果呢。
Grapes are not gathered from thorn bushes, nor figs from thistles, are they?
好树只好树才能够结好果子，坏树一定是结坏果子的。
So every good tree bears good fruit, but the bad tree bears bad fruit.
那么我们呢，身为神的儿女，有责任啊，要认出这些假师傅、假先知来。
So all of God's children have this responsibility to recognize these false teachers and false prophets.
借着他们的果子、他们的行为，我们可以认出来。
And by their fruits, we would.Be able, their actions will be able to recognize them.
人肯他人可以可能啊一时呢那个欺骗了许多的人。
A person can at one time trick many people.
那么也许有人呢在那个很多的时候欺骗了少数的人。
Or
是谁讲的
？They may for a longer period of time trick a small number of people.
但是呢，如果就有足够的时间的话呢？这些人一定会显出他们里面的那光子来。
But given enough time, these people will always reveal their inner character.
主说，当然那一天呢，他说呢，不是说凡称呼我主啊主啊的人呢，都能够进天国的。
The Lord continues to say, not everyone who says Lord, Lord will be able to enter the kingdom of heaven.
那唯有遵行我天父旨意的人才能进去。
But he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven will enter.
不是在于人说些什么。
Not.Based on what people, just what people say.
人可以说的很高深的学问，很高深的道理。
People may say some very high-level teaching or complicated doctrine.
人可以用很冲动的话激起人挑动人里面的那个魂里面的那个激情。
They may speak very eloquently and be able to move the hearts of a lot of people.
也许他可以这意思可以找到很多人许多人跟从他们。
And by their teaching, they may be able to have a lot of people follow them.
但是呢，不是在他们说什么。
But it's not based just on what they say.
不是在于我们说什么。
It's not based on just what we say.
是在于我们做什么，我们是什么。
What we do, what we are.
唯独遵行我天父旨意的人才能进去。
He says, but he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven will enter.
真是不在乎人说些什么。
So it doesn't matter what people just say.
而是在于他做了些什么。
But what they do.
他所说的跟他所做的是不是相合。
Is what they say and what they do, are they aligned?
他主说呢，到那日有许多人说：“主啊，主啊，不是许多人奉着您传道吗？奉你的名的赶鬼吗？奉你的名许多的异能吗？”
Many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name, and in your name cast out demons, and in your name perform many miracles?
这些人，这些假先知们，他们做些事情还是有果效的。
These false prophets.If they do certain things, it may seem to have an effect.
他们呢可以奉主的名传道，有人信的。
They can share the gospel in the Lord's name, and people will believe in the Lord.
他奉着主的名赶鬼，鬼会跑的。
And they may drive out demons in the name of the Lord.
他奉主的名那个什么，他有人会得医治的。
And in the Lord's name, they may heal people.
那么是因为主的名的缘故。
But that's because of the name of the Lord.
主的名，他是那超乎万名之上的名。
The Lord's name is a name which is above all names.
那天上地上是所有的不无不应耶稣基督的名啊，口称耶稣基督为主。
Even in all heaven and earth, even those people that don't believe in the Lord will know His name as Lord.
当着主的名被高举的时候
，when
被举起的时候
，when the name of the Lord is glorified and lifted up,
仇敌都要他那个逃跑
，the enemy will flee.
那么那个都要溃散
and they will be destroyed.
但是那些奉着主名说话的人呢
？But those who speak the name, right?
Those
who speak in the name of the Lord.
他们做奉着主名做这么大的事情
，and they do such great works.
主怎么说呢
？What does the Lord say?
主说呢，我从来不认识你。
The Lord said, "I never knew you."
我你怎么翻译也可以，说不承许也好，不认识，这句话是非常重的哈。我从来不认识你。
no matter how you translate it, whether I don't recognize you or I never knew you, the weight of the words is very heavy.
他说你们这些作恶的人。
Says you who practice lawlessness.
哎呀，他们奉着主名传道，奉着名赶鬼，奉着名行了许多异人异能。
They prophesied in the name of the Lord. They cast out demons in the name of the Lord, and they perform miracles in the name of the Lord.
主说你们这是作恶的人。
The Lord calls them, you who practice lawlessness.
还真的，前面是说不让你是说什么，而是你做什么啊？
You know, before we said it's not what you say, but what you do.
现在呢是说你要做什么，但是还那个看是你是什么样的人在做这件事情。
But even after that, it's even if you do these things, what kind of a person are you?
你的源头是从哪里来的？
What is your source?
你源头是从这撒旦来的呢？
Your source may come from Satan.
那这还是从主来的呢？
Or is it from the Lord Jesus?
哎呀，很多时候呢，这个当我们在去行的时候
，when we start to act,
我们可能听了很多的道理
，may have heard many teachings.
我们多年坐在这里啊，听了许许多的知识啊。
We've sat here for many years and we've heard so many messages.
但是我们当我们出去实际行主的话的时候。
But when we go out to live the word of the Lord,
哎，那发觉呢，主的话，一面是宝贝，一面真是不容易实行。
Well, see, on one hand, the Lord's word is truly precious, and on the other hand, it's not easy to accomplish.
多少时候呢？是我们当在那里遵循主的命令的时候，遵守他的话的时候。
How often is it when we are trying to be faithful to His word, to His teaching?
我们呢，才真的发觉啊，那个这主的话是这么样的宝贝。
Well, we find that truly how precious the word of the Lord really is.
我们呢，这以前呢，曾经呢，我们听到这些道的时候，读这些话的时候，我们说，我懂了，我懂了。
Before we may have heard the words and said, "Yeah, I understand, I understand."
但是呢，当我们靠道的话去行的时候
，But when it comes out for us to act,
哎，你发觉呢，主的话到底什么意思
？We'll see truly what the word of the Lord means.
这的话。做得来吗
？Can we really do what the Lord asks of us？
然后这句话怎么去实行呢
？How do we put to practice these words？
还是借着这真的在遵循主的话的时候
？It's really when we are following the word of the Lord。
一面呢，我们呢那个更多更宝贝认识主他的话语的意思。
On one hand, we truly understand and learn to treasure。The words of the Lord even more.
因为在发觉我们这个人的何等的软弱啊，那个这主这些话，若不是主来帮助，我们没有办法行得出来。
On the other hand, we'll see that if it wasn't for the Lord, we would not be able to accomplish His will.
是当我们再去遵循这些话的时候
，When we are faithful to the word of the Lord,
我们才认识我们自己的真正的本相。
Then we will truly recognize our own nature.
哎呀，我们在来到神的面前呢，求神呢赐给我们力量，让我们更多的认识他的话。
We truly ask the Lord to give us more strength to understand His word.
这些那个假先知啊，这些假师傅，他们传了很多道理。
These false teachers and false prophets, they may have shared many teachings.
但是他们从来不遵守他的话。
But they never are faithful to their own teaching.
不照着他的生活里头，他的生命里头，从来主的话他上没有地位。
And in their lives, the word of the Lord has no place.
难怪呢，他身上不会有任何的果子。
And it is no wonder that they will not be able to bear good fruit.
那么神的儿女就必须有这样的属灵的分辨呢。
And so God's children truly need this discernment.
那么主呢，接下去他就说
，Lord continues to say，
他说所以啊
，says therefore，
所以凡听见我这话去行的，好比一个聪明的人呢，把房子盖在磐石上，雨淋、水冲、风吹，撞上了房子，房子总不倒塌，因为根基立在磐石上。
And therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and acts on them may be compared to a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and slammed against that house, and yet it did not fall, for it had been founded on the rock.
一面呢，我们从这些的假先知呢、假师傅身上呢，我们呢那个知道怎么样分辨。
On one hand, from these false teachers and prophets, we will learn how to discern.
从他们的果子那个就认出他们来。
And from their fruits, we will recognize them.
但是呢，对我们自己来讲的话。
But for our sake.
他们的错误呢，对我们俩是一个很好的警戒。
Their errors are a good lesson for us.
不是在于我们听了多少。
It's not based on how much we've heard.
是我们照着神的话行了多少。
But how much we've done in the from the word of the Lord.
我今天早上呢，在读那个诗篇呢，第119篇，我是刚好进度读到诗篇119篇。
This morning I was reading and I got up to Psalm 119.
那么今天早上特别发觉啊，他呢里面呢用那个一个字“遵行”这个字用的特别多。
And I realized as I was reading that they use this particular word or phrase, walk in the law.
Obey. 遵行他的话。那么他那个在他那个119篇，他是一段一段的哈。他在第一段里头那个里头的八节呢，它里面大概有4节到5节都说是要遵行的话，是要遵行的话，遵行神的话。
So we know Psalm 119 is broken up into sections of 8 verses. In the first section of 8 verses, they use this phrase that means to obey the word 5 times.
那么不单是那一段了，后面我越读越发现这个遵行的字越常常出现，常常出现。
And not just that first section, but as I kept reading, I found the word obey shows up. Often,
诗人在那里呢，不但是他的祷告哈，他更多认识神的话。
The hymn writer, not only is this his prayer, but he's learning more about the Lord.
他呢，更多的祷告是怎么样把他的话行得出来。
He's praying to find out how he can act out the word of the Lord.
他要认识神的话的一个目的是为了遵行神的话。
The reason he wants to know the word of the Lord is because he wants to observe them, to be obey them.
多少时候呢？我们在生活当中，在我们的生命里头遇到风暴。
How often in our lives do we meet these storms?
哎呀，许多的难处会临到我们。
And all this difficulty will come upon us.
我们能在那些难处当中，我们站不站得住呢
？In that difficulty, whether or not we're able to stand.
我就不得不又想起约伯来。
I can't help but think of Job.
约伯呢，因着仇敌的攻击的缘故，因为成为他自己名的见证的缘故。
Job, for the sake of the Lord's own name and because of the attack of the enemy,
然后他遭遇了仇敌大极大的攻击。
He has suffered a great attack by the enemy.
他一天之内，他所有的牛群、羊群、骆驼、驴，全部都被抢走了，要不然被失去了。
In the period of one day, all of his herds and flocks, all of his possessions were taken away.
他的7个儿子3个女儿一天就死了，完全死亡。
His 7 sons and 3 daughters in one day they were all killed.
约伯听听这句话，他的这些事情以后，他的反应是什么呢
？And when he heard all of these things, what was his reaction?
他起来，撕裂的外袍，剃了头发，匍匐在神的面前。
Job arose, tore his robe, and shaved his head, and fell on the ground before the Lord.
他说：“赏赐的是耶和华。”收取的也是耶和华，耶和华的名是应当称颂的。
The Lord gave and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
那么撒旦继续来攻击他。
But then Satan continued to attack him.
然后从脚底到脚底下到头上都长了毒疮。
And from the bottom of his foot to the top of his head, he had these sores.
这时候他不但外面的什么东西都没有了。
So here, not only does he not have anything outwardly.
然后身体呢，那个全身是病。
And his entire body was ill.
连他的妻子跟他说啊，你呀、啊，你这个死你啊，你干脆弃，你还持走你的纯正吗？你弃掉神死了算了。
And even his wife said to him, "Do you still hold fast your integrity? Curse God and die."
约伯怎么说呢
？And what did Job say?
他说我们难道我们从神手里得福也不受，难道也不从神那里受祸吗？
You speak as one of the foolish women speaks. Shall we indeed accept good from God and not accept adversity?
在这一切的事上，约伯都不一口犯罪。
And in all these things, Job did not say anything that would cause him to sin.
他遭遇的还不是仅仅是雨淋、水冲、风吹啊。
What he suffered was not just, you know, the winds and the rain.
他们遭遇的是那个这5级的那个飓风啊 ，fifth category five hurricane 啊。
What he suffered was a Category 5 hurricane.
他所是遭遇到的人，今天的在今天我们所认识的人当中，我们所想到的当中，他没有人能够经历的。
What he suffered then, we can't find an example of it anywhere today.
我们都问说，约伯他怎么能够站立得住？
And we ask, how did Job stand?
在约伯记头两章的时候。
In the first two chapters of Job,
那么神那个圣经三次说到。
There are three times the Lord said.
是说他是约伯，他可是完全正直、敬畏神、远离恶事的人。
That the Lord called Job someone who is blameless and upright, fearing God.
神一再的给他做见证，他是一个遵循神神话语的人。
And the Lord continued to testify from that. He is someone who obeyed the word of the Lord. Because he spent his entire life before the Lord, following his word. And so when the great storms of this life came upon him, He found that he was standing on the solid rock.
可能他自己都不能够解释。
Even he himself may not be able to explain.
但是旁边的人我们看不懂。
Not to mention the people around him couldn't understand.
可能约伯里头的都不知道说他怎么在这样子的大风暴中他能够站得住。
Even he, Job may not be able to understand why he was able to stand firm in such a great storm.
因为呢，他的脚呢是立在那个磐石上。
But his feet were set upon that solid rock.
雨淋、水冲、风吹，撞到的房子怎么撞不垮。
And even though the rain came and the flood rose up and slammed against the house would not fall. How often do we see God's children? When the difficulties of life come upon them. Whether or not it's illness or difficulties in our lives, we may see a lot of good testimonies. And in the depths of this adversity, these brothers and sisters, they stood firm. If we carefully think for a moment, on one hand, it is by the grace of God.
那一面呢，更是因为这弟兄姊妹们呢，他们平常就在神的话语上面认识神。
On the other hand, it's because these brothers and sisters in their everyday lives
knew
the Lord.
平常呢，他们就遵着神的话，照着神的话语行。
They know the will in the word of the Lord and they obey Him.
或许呢，我们是失去了工作。
We may have lost our jobs.
或许呢，我们失去身体健康了。
We may lose our health.
但是呢，靠着主。多年来在我们身上的恩典，我们站住。
But because of our knowledge of the Lord and His many years of leading us in His grace, we will be able to stand firm.
实在呢，对于神话语的认识呢，真是需要经过在经历当中啊，我们实行的经历的时候才认识的。
In order for us to stand firm in a storm, we have to know the Lord in experience Him.
很多时候呢，那么真的是在我们要去遵行的时候，我们才发觉呢，哎，我们对神的话好像还不太明白。
Oftentimes when we go to obey the word of the Lord, we find out that we may not understand it.
好像我不知道怎么样来遵行。
We may not know how to obey the Lord.
主说不可以论断人。
The Lord says, don't judge other people.
主说要防备假先知。
The Lord says, you have to oppose the false prophets.
这道理再简单不过了，对不对？
These are, you can't get any simpler than this.
这个就算是你圣经不熟的话，你现在读的马太福音第一卷新约书第五六七章，你总读过吧？
Even if you have just believed in your You've at least read these words, right? Because there's Matthew's the first book in the New Testament, and it's chapters 5, 6, and 7.
主说不要论断批评人，对，你怎么样被论断，以及被人论断，还不够清楚吗？
It says, do not judge so that you will not be judged, for in the way you judge, you will be judged. Isn't that clear?
那么为什么神的百姓当中呢，还这么多的批评论断呢？
Why is it then that there's still so much judgment occurring among God's people?
为什么呢？那些所谓的认识主、爱主的那些的聚会，有这个聚会，到有一天会分裂呢
？Why is it that among these congregations of people that truly love the Lord and follow the Lord, that there's these divisions that would cause them to split apart?
我们该不该分辨假先知呢？防备假先知呢
？Should we oppose false teachers?
当然需要防备，对不对
？Of course, we have to oppose them.
在启示录的那个七个教会里头
，In the Revelations, the seven churches，
我们呢，暂时先把这个各种讲法放摆在一边哈。不同对这七个教会的解释，我们先摆在一边。
So let's first put aside the various revelations to the seven churches。
那各种说法都有它的宝贝的地方啊。
And they all had their things that were precious about them.
我们就单单来读那个推亚推拉教会，他的主对他的对他的那个是那个讲述。
Let's focus on Thyatira and what the Lord said to them.
就的主对他们的描述来讲的话，其实教会是蛮好的教会。
From the letter that we received to them, they seem to be a very good church.
他们的主称许他们的行为、信心、爱心、勤劳、忍耐。
The Lord praised their deeds, their love, their faith, their service, and perseverance.
他们不是那个仅仅只做一些好的事情，是靠着肉体做那个做人事做。他们在信心当中做，他们在爱心当中做的。
They didn't just do a couple of things out of their own flesh. They did it out of love and faith.
而且他们后来行的比先前行的还要多。
And what they've done as of late is greater than what they did before.
而且呢，到结束的时候。
But when it came to the end,
主对他们的什么样的交代呢
？What did the Lord what lead them to？
说呢，我不把别的担子加到你身上。
He says, I do not hold any other thing against you.
那么你所有的，你总要持守。
What you have, you have to keep firm.
表示说呢，他对于真理上各种各样很多地方不需要再学了，因为他你已经有了，很好。好持守，你就是得胜者。
And so, as to say that what they had, they didn't need any other teachings, and that they're what they had, that it's good, and they're overcomers.
但是主有一件事情责备他们。
But he had one thing that the Lord rebuked them for.
他说就是你们容让那个自称为先知的妇人耶洗别。
But I have this against you, that you tolerate the woman Jezebel, who calls herself a prophetess.
教导我的仆人的那个行奸淫吃祭偶像之物。
And she teaches and leads my bondservants astray so that they commit acts of immorality and eat things sacrificed to idols.
在这样的一个教会里头，他们也有行为，他们对主的认识各方面，怎么会出现这样的事呢
？In such a church where they have these good deeds and this understanding of the Lord's words, how can this teaching still exist?
问题就出在那两个字，容让。
The problem exists in the word tolerate here.
他们容让这个妇人。那个做这些事情
，They tolerated this woman to do this thing。
那刚开始的时候呢，我想这位所谓被称为耶洗别的，可能在他们当中同聚会，他们那种追求啊，一同服侍啊。
I believe initially that this woman Jezebel probably met with them and gathered with them and may have served with them。
那慢慢的，她的教导开始出现一些不对了。
And slowly her teachings became。Incorrect.
行为呢开始也不太好了。
And her actions became not so good.
哎呀，在爱心里头呢，我们包容嘛，对不对？不知道凡事包容吗？凡事相信，凡事盼望，包容啊，对不对
？And so we, out of love, they might have endured and said, we in all things, persevere and endure.
容让啊。
And so they tolerated and tolerated and tolerated.
到了有一天呢，这个耶洗别呢，妇人耶洗别呢，她讲的这话呢。是带出一个教训来了。
And it got to the point where the words of Jezebel became a teaching.
那么甚至把神的仆人呢，都带偏了。
And that it led God's servants astray.
哎呀，这个带进来那个破坏是何等量的大。
And the damage that it did was so great.
他说：“难道这些弟兄姊妹们，他们不晓得这件事是错的吗？”
And it got to the point that these brothers and sisters did they not realize what they were doing was wrong?
我想他之前说容让，表示他们也不同意，对不对？
I think the word here tolerate means that they disagreed with.
但是呢，他们好像不愿意伤害他的人，不愿意做什么事情，不愿意得罪人。
But they were not willing to perhaps hurt someone or sin against someone else.
这个呢，也许到最后的时候，还为了教会的合一的缘故呢，我们不要分裂吧，那个还是包容吧。
They may have gotten to the point where it says, you know, in order to preserve the unity of the church, let's not fight over this, let's not split.
从一个角度来看呢，教会的分裂确实是伤主的心。On
one hand, having the church split is very hurtful to the heart of the Lord.
主的灵在哪里呢？绝对是让人合一的。The
Lord's the Spirit of the Lord wants us to have unity.
但是当有错误的教训出来的时候，But
when this false teaching occurs,
当有假先知出来的时候,
when false prophets occur,
甚至呢，带领真的在教会走上偏的那个道路的时候，你根本挽不回不来的时候。
And when they start to lead people down a path from which they can't return,
在历史上碰到一些分裂的事情，你觉得也许是神的心意了。And
history has all these examples of this occurring. What should our response be?
当初马丁路德，他是天主教里的一个神学家，还有一个神父啊，他发觉呢那个真理不对的时候呢，他就出来了。We
see Martin Luther. He was a priest in the Catholic Church, and when he saw that the teaching was wrong, he left.
你就发觉呢，就算这么简单的真理，
we may see that even a very simple truth.
一面我们不要随便论断。On
one hand, we should not carelessly judge other people.
一面呢，我们要分别假，防备假先知。On
the other hand, we have to oppose false teachers and false.
当我们再去遵循实行的时候，
when it comes time for us to obey and observe these teachings,
你发现我们遭遇到多么样的多的难处。
We see all the difficulties that we may face.
We
find that it's not so easy.
哎呀，我们这个人多么样复杂呀！
And man, we're so complicated.
哎，那个神的话虽然是那么清楚简单，但是仇敌是这多么样的诡诈！我们这个人是多么样的败坏。
Even though the word of the Lord seems very clear and simple, but the power of the enemy is so great, and we are so sinful to begin with.
所以呢，在第七章里头啊。 他出来一句话，第七节到第十二节，他插进去一句话。So
in Matthew, from 7 to 12, the Lord inserts this section.
他说：“你们祈求就给你们，寻找就寻见，叩门就给你们开门。”Ask
and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you.
我们常常把这句，我们常常用这句话哈。我们在很多的情况下，我们都用的这句话，非常宝贝。
And these words are very precious to us, and we use it very often.
那么神的应许是非常的准确。他说，因为凡祈求的就得着，寻找的就寻见，叩门就给他开门。And
the promise of the Lord is very great too. It says, for everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it will be opened.
我们生活当中有难处的，我们不知道明白神的旨意是什么的时候，我们来祷告，我们祈求，神一定带领我们。If
when we meet difficulty and we don't know what to do, we just pray to the Lord and ask Him, and He will indeed reveal to us what we should do.
但是我想呢，主他把这句话插在这两个教导之间，一定他是美意。And
I feel that the Lord inserted this section between the two other teachings out of His goodwill.
你就发觉呢，我们就是在这两件这么简单的真理里头。And
we find this between two seemingly very simple truths.
哎呀，我们常常觉得我们不知道该怎么做。Often
we don't know what we should do.
你觉得这些论断人的他们所说的都是没有的事情，是无中生有的吗？
Do you think that those who judge other people that they're
came out of nothing?
That it resulted.
No, came out of nothing.
Oh, that what their judgment came from for no reason.
当保罗他在罗马书第二章，他说到他指责那些人，他说：“你说人的不可以，这个吗？不可以奸淫自己还奸淫吗？”所以，So
in Peter said, not Peter, Paul said, those you tell others not to commit immorality, do you yourself commit immorality?
你说你不可以偷盗，自己还偷盗吗？
Do you if you say do not steal, do you yourself steal?
那么事情是不是有发生呢？是不是人真的是犯？一定是有人犯的嫌疑，一定是有人犯偷盗了，对不对？
If you know these things are the accusations, you know clearly someone had to have committed immorality or have stolen.
但是呢，因为我们自己的光景不对呀，我们没有办法，我们没有资格哈，我们不可能那个对对人有什么帮助去指责人。
Because our own condition is incorrect, we don't have the ability or the authority to help them, so we just judge them instead.
但是人偷窃了，人奸淫了，他这吃没有了，是不是该指责呢？该不该劝诫呢？
But because someone has stolen something or has committed immorality, should we just ignore it?
我们当然要劝诫，对不对？
Of course, we'd have to point it out.
我们当然要在主里头，在爱心里面彼此警戒，彼此提醒，对不对？
Of course, we'd have to remind one another, encourage one another.
啊，这个话怎么说呢？
But how would you say these things?
我这个人光景对不对呢？
I myself, is my condition correct?
我这话说了，对人有帮助呢，把他们挽回呢，还是让他更沉沦，让别人更笑话？
Or is my condemnation of them will it be will it encourage them, build them up, to cause them to repent, or will it cause them to pull away?
Right?
So we have to pray and pray before the Lord.
哎，祷告再祷告。Pray
and pray.
主啊，你给我足够的力量，可以有适当的话语啊。那么在我在灵里头，我能够说那个说些劝勉的话。Pray,
O Lord, you know, help me know the right words to say that we will be able to encourage this brother or sister.
当有些错误的这教训起来的时候。And
when false teachings come about.
不要等到像一起别那样的，已经把那个铺路带歪的时候，我们才起来讲话。Don't
wait until it gets to the point of like Jezebel that has led people astray already.
当开始有些征兆不对的时候，我们就应该指正，对不对？
As soon as these words come out and they're wrong, we should correct them, correct? Right?
但是这个不一不同，是真的不对呢，还是我们真理的看法不一样呢？
But is this teaching truly incorrect, or is it because our spiritual understanding, we see it slightly differently?
我难道对圣经完全的明白了吗？
Am I fully understanding of God's word?
我说它不对，是它真的不对呢，还是我对于圣经认识的不够呢？
Is my calling it this teaching incorrect? Is it actually incorrect, or is it because of my lack of understanding of God's word?
我想这些对主，我不讲那些不追求了，对那些主很追求的这些弟兄们，他们中间产生分裂的时候。
I'm not even going to speak about those who don't pursue the Lord very seriously, but even among those who are pursuing the Lord, when they have disagreements,
他们一定都认为他们的看法是对的。
They may all think that their own understanding is correct.
保罗在罗马书第十四章那里的时候，
Paul in Romans chapter 14 says,
当那些吃祭偶像之物的人论断那些不吃的人的时候，
When those people who ate the meat sacrificed to idols judge those who didn't,
他一定认为，对不对？在天上地上只有一个主一个神，没有别的神，对不对？吃，不要那么没有信心，对不对？不要那么软弱。
Those who ate would say, we all know that in heaven and earth there's only one God, so just eat the meat, it's fine.
那些不吃的人呢？他说：“你不难道你不知道这些祭物是祭鬼，不是祭神吗？”
And so those who don't eat would say, "Don't you know that this meat was sacrificed to demons and not to God?"
难道你不知道我们不该吃鬼主的杯，又吃鬼，不能够又吃鬼的杯吗？
Don't you think that we cannot, you know, at once partake of God's cup and then partake of the cup of demons?
难道我们不知道这事情有学理，我们要逃避吗？
Haven't you learned that we should flee from these temptations?
我想这两边的弟兄，他们在论断他的那对方的时候，他们大概都觉得他们在真理上站得住的，为了主的名义缘故的。
So both sides, when they are condemning one another, they both felt that they knew the word of the Lord.
他们是为了主的名啊，在那里不要让这些事情到哪一天呢，这个都一发不可收拾了。So
they didn't want this thing to grow to a point where they wouldn't be, it would be out of control.
这时候我们怎么办?
So what should we do in this case?
主他说呢,
the Lord says,
你们中间呢, 谁有儿子求饼, 反给他石头呢? 求鱼反给他蛇呢? 第九节啊。
Are there men among you who, when his son asks for a loaf, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will he not give him a snake?
你们虽然不好, 上帝知道拿好东西给儿女, 何况你们在天上的父, 岂不更把好东西给求他的人吗?
If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, and how much more will your Father who is in heaven give what is good to those who ask him?
我们不知道的时候我们来求。
If we don't know, we should ask.
路加福音第11章的他怎么说呢?
In Luke chapter 11, what does he say?
说你们纵然不好, 还知道把好东西给你的儿女们。
If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children.
难道你的天上的父岂不把圣灵赐给那些求他的人?
How much more will your Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask Him?
主把这些教导摆在这边,不是要把我们摆到一个难处,我们不知道怎么办。
The Lord didn't give us all these teachings to put us in a difficult place that we didn't know what to do.
主他说呢,我去的时候不是叫,离去不是要你们做孤儿的。
The Lord says, when I go, I'm not abandoning you here as orphans.
他说我若不去呢,跑回去就不来。
He says, if I don't leave, then the Holy Spirit will not come.
The comforter.
When I go, I go to send him. And he will bring the words I have shared with you. And he will lead you into all the truth.
We
truly give thanks and praise to the Lord. The Lord has placed all these truths before us. And we hear it, we may understand.
主说呢,你要去行啊,
the Lord asks us to obey, to do.
好的,我们去行了,
and so we try to do.
新的时候发觉不容易行啊,
we try to do it and we find out that it's not easy to do.
这句话不完全懂啊,
and these words we don't fully understand.
在这个情况之下,我是该怎么做,
and in this situation, what should I do? In that situation, what should I do?
主说呢,保惠师要来,
Lord says the Comforter will come and He will lead you into all the truth.
我们如何能够在遵行主的话的时候,在正视主的话呢?
How can we, in pursuing the word of the Lord, understand His word?
因为我们在遵行的时候呢,我们靠的是神的灵。
Because when we're obeying His word, we are relying on His
Spirit.
And when the Spirit asks us to follow His will, His word,
不但是要属灵的上的分辨了,要进入他的话语里头。
Not only will we need the spiritual discernment, we'll have to enter into His word.
我们呢,实在是需要是那个常常来到神的面前。
We often need to come before the Lord.
就在这,求他把那个圣灵,那个赐人智慧和启示灵的赐给我们。
And He would give us the spirit of wisdom and understanding.
让我们能够真知道他。
That we would truly know Him.
真知道他的话语多么的宝贝。
And truly see how precious His word is.
真知道他的话语是指那个带领我们走向何等稳固的那个地位上。
And really see that His word is leading us on this firm ground.
我们听见了主的话。
We've heard the word of the Lord.
我们愿意照着主的话行。
And we're willing to walk.
圣灵呢,
in His word.
带领我们在这遵行主的话往前去。
And the Holy Spirit leads us to walk in His word forward.
他教导我们怎么认识主的话的意思。
And He teaches how to understand the meaning of the words of the Lord.
他赐给我们力量能够行出他的话来。
He gives us strength to be able to obey and observe His word.
所以我们在走着走着的时候,
so when we're walking,
还能发觉呢, 我们的脚呢, 是立在磐石上。
We'll find that our feet are established on the solid rock.
雨淋水冲风吹,
the rains may come, the floods will rise, and the wind will blow.
怎么样撞我们那个房子?
No matter how they hit the house,
再大的风暴临到,
no matter how strong the wind is,
那我们都能够站立得住,
we'll be able to stand firm.
因为我们是立在他话语的根基上,
because we're established on the foundation of His word.
是他的圣灵带领我们进驻,
and His Holy Spirit will lead us.
巴不得主借着他, 这些宝贝的登山的宝训,
may the Lord and His precious Sermon on the Mount
预备我们,
prepare us.
不但是我们听见主的国要来了近了,
and not only will we hear that the kingdom of the Lord is near,
真是在各方面的预备好我们自己,
and in all things we will prepare ourselves.
等候主的再来。
And await for his return.
能够丰丰富富进入他的国。
We may enter fully into his kingdom.
明天祷告。
Let's have pray together.
父，我们感谢赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we give thanks and praise to you.
因为你把这些宝贝的话语摆在我们面前。
Because you have placed your precious words before us.
叫我们能够常常来思想。
And we may often consider.
常常在照你的话语来行。
And often walk according to your word.
父，我们更感谢赞美你。
Lord, we give thanks and praise to you.
因为你儿子去了，就差了宝回师来。
Because your son has gone and sent the comforter to us.
圣灵带领我们进入一切的真理。
And the Holy Spirit will lead us into all the truth.
带领我们在这的路上行走，真是靠着你的话语，靠着恩典行走。
As we walk this path, we are relying upon your word to walk this path.
预备好我们自己。
Prepare ourselves.
等候主的再来。
To await your return. We pray in the Lord's name.
Amen. Amen.